Well, it's like a lot of empty seats, but we'll continue on and worship the Lord here. What a blessing it is to be here this morning. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And I always am excited when I think of this thought in the morning like this here. We have God's promise that wherever two or three are gathered in His name, there I am in the midst of them. So we always have to, meditate on the thought that we have the creator of the universe is actually here this morning, right in this room with us. That's a beautiful thought. Well, I've been seeking God's will in this devotion this morning, and this is what kept coming back to me, and so I'm going to try to do the best I can with this. I've been thinking about the title would be A Lost Soul. What is a lost soul? A lost soul would be a person who would be unprepared to die and to meet God. And we are all born with a free will, and we have the Adamic nature. We have a nature to sin, and if we do nothing about that, if we do nothing, we are lost. We are all lost souls. If we can live, a good life. We can be honest and upright, and not lie, and not cheat, and not steal, and do everything, all the good things, all the right things. But if we do not choose Jesus as our Savior and repent of our sins and confess and make peace with God, then we will remain lost souls. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek to save that which was lost. I know many of us, we do in here, but do we really care for the lost souls around us? It's our duty as believers here to share the gospel and spread the good news everywhere we go. If we have been enlightened and we have found the truth and God has, we've been born again and we have had a believer's baptism, then we have a huge responsibility to share that good news everywhere we go. There's many people that are struggling through life, and they don't know how to find this, what we have been given. They don't know how to find it. So we need to help them as much as we possibly can. Sometimes we get busy. I know we have lives to live, but there's hurting people all around us that need help. And I just feel like we just help them as much as we possibly can. And if we have compassion in our heart for lost souls, people that don't know their way home, they don't know how to get there, if we have compassion in our heart, we will pray for opportunities. We got to do this on God's timing and the way God wants it to be done, to share these things. But if we pray for opportunities, God will make opportunities and He will open doors. And as Christians, if we have been enlightened, as I said, we need to live our lives in such a way that we have joy and live a joyful life and serve Him with all gratitude and everything, that people looking at our lives from the outside that don't know Him would be curious to see. They would see that we have something that they don't. And they would have a desire, by looking at our lives and the joy coming forth from us, that they would have a desire to approach us and try to find out what we have and how we received it, and they'd like to find it themselves. And we know it is wrong to esteem ourselves higher than those around us, but it is also wrong for us to esteem ourselves as equal to those around us. We must esteem ourselves lower than those around us. And it is not God's heart that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we don't have time, it seems, we always hear the phrase, that time is running out. We've been hearing that for many, many years. And time is truly getting shorter and shorter to carry these things out for lost souls. We must help them. If we don't, the people that are around us that we know that are lost, if we don't help them, who will? Who will help them? They just will remain forever lost. There is coming a day when the sun will rise in all its glory for the last time. There is coming a day when the sun will set in all its glorious splendor for the last time. There is coming a day when we will rise and dress ourselves to go to work for the last time. One day time will stop and time will be no more. The earth will begin to shake and a loud trumpet will blow and the eastern sky will roll back. And Jesus will come through the clouds in a white horse and every eye shall see him. Every eye, Revelation 1:7 says, every eye shall see him. At that time, when that moment comes, if we have not repented and been saved, our opportunity is forever lost. If we have not made a choice to follow Jesus when that moment comes, we have condemned ourselves to an awful fate. We will be lost souls for all eternity, those who have not made a choice to follow Jesus when that moment comes. When Jesus comes that day, he is coming to get those who have made themselves ready, washed their robes, and lived according to his commandments. There will be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken, and one shall be left. Two women will be at a grinding mill. One shall be taken, and one shall be left behind. Let's not be left behind. The Bible says the world is going to burn up. Let's not be left behind. Let's have our affairs in order at all. Let's do it today. If we're not at peace with God, or if we have backslid, or wherever we're at, let's make peace with God and have our slate cleaned up and repentance is in order and be ready to meet him. We never know when he's going to come. If we miss this chance, if we're not ready when that moment comes, we'll hear these dreadful words. On judgment day, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And then the door will be locked forever, and Jesus has the keys. My plea is for all people, whoever's hearing these words this morning, or here later, or whenever. If you have not made a choice to follow Jesus today yet, please don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. We are not promised tomorrow. Repent and confess today and be saved. Proverbs 20:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I want to close here with a little story about a man that there was a man that didn't know the Lord and he was living in much sin. And he was out walking one evening, and he walked by a church house. It was a church in session somewhere, wherever this was at. And so he decided he was going to go inside. And he went inside this church and he sat in the back and listened. The preacher was preaching a very strong message about salvation. He said, you have to find God. You got to make peace with God tonight. You're not promised tomorrow. And at the end of the sermon, they let the service out. Many people left. But the man that walked in last, he was very convicted. He sat there. He was very convicted, and he was crying. And the minister went back and sat beside him and talked to him. And the man asked the preacher. He said, "Sir, you've been talking about finding God, and I don't know God, and I don't know how to find God. Will you help me find God tonight?" "Yes, I would be very glad to help you." So the preacher, the guys, they started reading the scripture and sharing and praying. And they went for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, and nothing happened. And the preacher was getting weary because he had a long day. The preacher told the man, "Why don't you come back tomorrow night? We're having another service tomorrow night. Why don't you come back and Maybe you can find God tomorrow night. No, no, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. I have to find God tonight. Okay, so they went and searched the scripture for another hour. And again, the preacher was ready to give up because this wasn't getting anywhere. But the man would not leave. He said, no, I can't leave. It's too dangerous. I have to find God tonight. I can't leave until I find God. So the preacher resolved. He said, okay, I will stay with you until you're through. So they prayed till the wee hours in the morning. And then eventually they finally had a breakthrough. The light came on and the man, something clicked in his heart. And he accepted Jesus as Savior and he repented and confessed. And he left the church that morning, in the wee hours of the morning, and went home, and he was very, very elated. A burden had been lifted off of his shoulders, and he was free. He had been delivered. He went home and got his lunch pail and went to work that morning. He worked in a coal mine. He went way down in a coal mine, and his friends was all happy. They could see something had happened to him. He was sharing it. Everywhere he went, he was telling everybody what had happened. He was very excited. He's born again. He's free. He's free of his sins, free of his bondage. And they worked for a little while, and then they asked him to go back in the mine to get some tools. So the man went back in the mine to get these tools, but he never came back to where they were working. He never came back. So his friends got a little bit worried, and so they went back to look for him. As they went back there to look for him, they came upon a big cave-in on the middle of the mine shaft. There was a big pile of rocks. And right away they panicked. They thought, oh no, we hope he's not under these rocks. They started digging these rocks and digging them, and frantically digging and removing all these big chunks of stone and rocks. And they kept digging and digging, somebody heard something. They kept digging a little bit more, and they found a hand, and they heard something again. And they dug a little bit more, and one of the men put his ear down to the rocks, and this is what he heard. He heard the voice way down in the rocks, real, real dim. He said, thank God I settled it last night. Thank God I settled it last night. And they finally got him dug out of the pile of dirt, of the rocks, and he was dead. He was gone, but we all know where he went. And he made himself ready and washed his robes, and he was ready to meet God. So that's all I have this morning. I'm sorry I was a little bit scattered, but that's what I had on my heart this morning to lay out. And I just pray that we won't be caught off guard. If we are caught off guard when Jesus comes, we don't get a second chance. There are no second chances in this. This is very serious. God bless.